Now to Chicago. It's President Obama's adopted hometown and the stage for many big moments in his career.
Hello, Chicago!
He claimed victory there in 2008, again in 2012, and in Chicago tonight, he'll give a farewell address. NPR's Cheryl Corley asked Chicagoans what Barack Obama's presidency meant for them and the city they share.
Pride. That's a word many Chicagoans use when talking about Barack Obama. You can hear it in their voices. Kim Chisholm stood with thousands of others in the bitter cold this weekend to get a ticket to Obama's speech.
I'm so excited. History in the making. I never made it to the White House, but I will see him here in Chicago.
Chicago officials will tell you there are pluses and minuses to having such close ties to the Obama administration. Yesterday, the city won a federal grant, nearly $1 billion, to upgrade a major portion of the city's elevated commuter rail line. Mayor Rahm Emanuel, President Obama's first White House chief of staff, worked to make sure the funding came through before the administration changed hands.
This will, over the next 4 years, create 6,000 jobs in the city of Chicago.
Illinois senior U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the city's been able to make significant infrastructure improvements with the help of federal funds, including high-speed rail and O'Hare Airport upgrades.
Time and again, the Obama administration has not forgotten where he came from, has not forgotten the city of Chicago.
In part because the administration included a bevy of Chicagoans as cabinet members and advisors, like former Education Secretary Arne Duncan, advisors Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, and Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker. Tonight's speech and talk about an Obama legacy in Chicago is much more personal for some. Jackie Grimshaw worked in Chicago government under Harold Washington, the city's first black mayor, and was Obama's next-door neighbor for years. She says the country's first black president faced the same sort of opposition that Harold Washington did, and both prevailed.
And he put through the stimulus package that allowed communities across the country to, deal with infrastructure projects that needed to get done.
Some community organizers take a more nuanced stance. Jutu Brown says while the president conducts himself with grace, he disagrees with many of his administration's education policies.
And I think the disappointment is in, a president who started as a community organizer. I would have really hoped there would have been space to really listen to the voices of the people directly impacted.
At Valoy Restaurant, not far from the president's Chicago home, customers can order a variety of Obama specials on the menu.
Well, I want bacon and sausage omelet. I like your eggs.
In this city, where President-elect Trump only got 12% of the vote, admiration for President Obama is strong. Kimberly Barnes-Staples was eating breakfast with her husband.
For Chicago specifically, he gave us a national profile. He showcased who we are as Chicagoans. He made us proud.
And Debbie Austin, a retiree, says she personally benefited from policies President Obama advanced.
Because of the laws that he put in place for people who had just bought homes and was underwater, I got forgiven, $60,000. I will miss President Obama.
While some Chicagoans expressed disappointment that the president didn't provide more help to deal with gun violence and gangs, others give him a pass, saying that's a problem for the mayor, not the president. So tonight, as President Obama says farewell, Patty McNamara, a museum consultant, says she'll be watching wistfully.
It's kind of bittersweet. It's going to be a tough transition, I'm afraid.
There will be a tangible Obama legacy for Chicagoans, though. His presidential library and foundation will be built on Chicago's South Side. That means that even if the Obamas don't return to live here, the president will remain engaged in the city that gave him his political start. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.